From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama and German Chancellor Angela Merkel will discuss the global economy, terrorism, transatlantic security, and a number of other issues during his two-day visit to Germany starting today. Before heading to Germany, Mr. Obama was in London for meetings with Prime Minister David Cameron, opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn, and to have lunch with Queen Elizabeth, who was celebrating her 90th birthday. Mr. Obama also took part in a town hall meeting with young people whom he challenged to reject ideologies that isolate and divide them from others.
The forces that lead to the most violence and the most injustice typically spring out of people saying, I want to feel important by dividing the world into us and them.
President Obama will cap his visit to Germany on Monday with a speech outlining his vision for a future U.S.-European relations. North Korea has confirmed today that it conducted a submarine-launched ballistic missile test Saturday, supervised by leader Kim Jong-un. United Nations recently imposed a new set of stronger sanctions on North Korea in response to Pyongyang's fourth nuclear test in January and a ballistic missile test the following month. South Sudanese rebel leader Riek Machar's anticipated return to the capital Juba, planned for Saturday, was delayed after President Salva Kiir's government demanded his team inspect weapons that Machar would bring along. Machar's return is a key part of the peace process to form a transitional unity government. This is VOA News. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu says his country's efforts to deter Syrians from entering Greece by sea have drastically cut daily migrant voyages from 6,000 in November to as few as 130 since early April. Davutoğlu spoke Saturday with a Turkish city near the Syrian border. He was alongside German Chancellor Angela Merkel and European Council President Donald Tusk. Tusk said the deal negotiated with Turkey has slowed the flow of illegal immigration in recent weeks.
We are starting to see results. Since the March agreement, we have seen a sharp reduction of the illegal migration flows across the Aegean.
Tusk described Turkey as the best example for the whole world of how we should treat refugees. On Friday, Amnesty International urged the European delegation not to close their eyes to the catalog of human rights abuses faced by refugees in Turkey. The death toll from last week's earthquake in Ecuador has risen.
Tenemos 646 personas fallecidas. 113 rescatadas con vida.
President Rafael Correa said the number of people who have died totals 646, 130 others missing. He said the number has gone up because international teams are adding to the numbers as their searches continue. The April 16th quake, the worst in nearly seven decades, injured around 12,500 people. The United Nations has appealed for $72.7 million to provide aid to 350,000 people over the next 3 months. About half the number, it estimates, are in need of some sort of help. A solar-powered plane called the Solar Impulse 2 has reached the San Francisco Bay Area on the U.S. West Coast and performed a flyby over the Golden Gate Bridge on Saturday following a 56-hour flight over the Pacific Ocean as part of its journey around the world. Aircraft started its around-the-world journey in March of 2015 from Abu Dhabi. It's also been in Oman, Myanmar, China, and Japan. It's on the ninth leg of its trip. American pop music singer-songwriter Prince has been laid to rest. It happened Saturday in a private ceremony for close friends and family. Medical examiners are still looking into what killed the 57-year-old musician, who was found dead alone at his home on Thursday. Police said there were no signs of trauma in his body and no reason to suspect suicide. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.